Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
As the serial dater on the show.
Oh, that's me. Yay.
I found a story that has stuff about red flags on a first date.
Okay.
I'm wondering if I could spring some of these on you.
Okay.
And then you tell me, like, here's the thing. I think half the time, I would say no woman who's ever dated you is going to find that you do any of these things, because I think you do an amazing job of
thank you
of lying and putting on a false front.
Yeah.
See, I love that you thanked me before. I wasn't actually going to say that, but once you'd already thanked me for the backhanded compliment,
well played,
too late.
Buddy.
No, I mean, I think you don't give a ton of information on a date.
I like learning
really
about
ever.
Them. Yeah, I like learning about them.
So,
plus women go through their day with men constantly not listening to them. So,
I'm sorry, what?
Exactly.
Okay. So here are the 5-6 red flags.
Okay.
That if you have one of these on a first date, you need to get out of there. And I've barely read the list, but I, as a person who doesn't get to go on first dates anymore, I find this fascinating that this would still be something we have to talk about. Number one, if they badmouth their ex.
What?
Why would you bring up your ex at all?
At all. Whether you're going to compliment them or tear them apart. What are you doing talking about exes?
Why would you?
That is moronic, and that's what guys do.
You think that is a guy thing?
Yeah, more than women do.
Because they want to be like, I'm a catch and I should be taken right now.
There it is. There it is.
But that last dumb bee didn't recognize my potential.
Thinking that by bad-mouthing your ex, that's going to score you points with the woman that you're sitting across from?
According to this story, here's the deal. If they're talking bad about them, it's only a matter of months before he talks bad about you.
Amen.
Number two, they only talk about themselves. Another one, I am positive you do not do.
Absolutely. I'm the opposite. And I know men always think that they have to do this, build themselves up.
Bravado kind of stuff.
There you go. Set themselves apart from the pack.
It's not.
You're just boring.
Just shut up.
You're just a droning on about nothing.
Because, and again, if you've dated Steve, you know this, but I, as a person who's dated Steve for years now on the air, if I were to ask you what you did this weekend, you would answer with, oh, some stuff. What did you do this weekend? Like, you literally never actually answer the question and immediately flip it around.
Yeah.
And with most people, we're all so egocentric, we don't even realize you've done it.
Amen.
Because we're just like, oh, good, we get to the part that I'm interested
yes.
in.
Yes.
I didn't really care what you were going to say.
Exactly.
Anyway. I just wanted to like.
That's why I don't even bother.
So like, when you're on a date, if a woman goes, so did you go to college? It's like, I kind of went to broadcast school, but where did you go again?
That's exactly what, you know me so well, buddy. That's
you just
exactly.
Flip it.
I do flip it. And it does two things. I get to learn about her.
Right.
I already know everything about me. It's boring.
I know, but she doesn't know about you.
But there's nothing to tell. That's why I'm actually doing her
a favor.
There's
got to be something to tell her. Why would she be on a date with you?
Well, that's
there's got to be a quid pro quo.
Physical on that, I think.
Oh, you're right. She's like, look, can I tell you about me? And I've already decided chemically that we should be doing
See,
it.
See, there it is.
Number three, dating red flags. First date red flag if they're rude to the waiter.
Absolutely, leave. In fact, ladies, don't ever hesitate.
Just leave.
Just leave. You don't even owe an explanation.
You don't.
Just quiet. Get up and leave.
And more so now than ever.
Yep.
Nobody's gonna follow you out. Just get up. I wouldn't even like do the ruse of like my roommate called. I would just get up and be like, "Excuse me for a moment." Grab my purse and my coat. It's like, "Where are you going?" And don't respond.
Perfect.
Bye. See you later. They drink too much.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's nervous. Everyone's got the false face on. Yeah.
Do you drink on a date?
If she will, I'll follow her cue.
But you mostly just do it to have something in your hand to look like you're being socially accepted. But you're not like pounding.
You're right. At all.
To me, I would probably pound.
Yeah. But why though? Because you're nervous or you have to impress
yes.
her? Because
not to impress her. No.
Okay, because you're nervous.
Just to, take the...
Wow, okay.
Take the edge off of the situation.
I see that too.
It's
and you both got to loosen up because we're both really
But if somebody's doing they say a couple drinks can loosen you up, but it's not uncommon. I mean, I've known a lot of the people that I've talked to that go on bad first dates, it's because they get sloppy.
Yeah, I see that.
Somebody keeps, if you're on your fifth round, this date is not
going to
be.
It's done.
They admit they've ghosted on people before.
Okay, love the honesty, but why would you bring that up on a first date? Why?
There's really, go back to number one. If you're talking about, what you should be talking about your past is where you grew up, what sports you played,
right.
what your favorite restaurant was. But if you're sitting here going, I broke up with this girl like this, I moved all my crap out of her apartment like that.
Right.
What are you doing?
Exactly.
Even if you're not bad-mouthing.
You're just dumb.
You're giving.
Right.
Just.
That. Keep in mind, you're trying to make a good first impression here.
Learn from Master Steve. If when in doubt,
just shut your mouth. It's so easy.
God, if only mouth rhymed better with doubt, but let's just do it. When in doubt, shut your mouth. The last one is they seem bored. If you're on a date and a guy, sometimes guys try to be aloof and try to just be a little too cool for the room.
You're right.
If they get to a point where they seem bored, they're checking their phone. Get out.
Yes, quiet. Just get up and remove yourself. And don't feel bad.
And one more time, the rhyme that summarizes all six points, when in doubt, shut your mouth.
Amen. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.